Tosis writes in Tav Chav Beis, Tavir Masel Avo, that Rebbe Lozer requires Eidei Mesira only by Shtar Kinyan, but not by Shtar Raya. So therefore, the machlokes between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Lozer, whether Eidei Chsima Kasei or Eidei Mesira is only by Shtar Kinyan. But by Shtar Raya, Rebbe Lozer agrees to Rebbe Meir that you need Eidei Chsima Kasei. So according to Rebbe Lozer, there's a chiluk between Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. That by Shtar Kinyan, Eidei Mesira Kasei, but by Shtar Raya, it's Eidei Chsima Kasei. And Rebbe Meir holds, in both, you need Eidei Chsima. So in terms of explaining this, Rebbe Meir thinks that the nature of Shtar Kinyan is like Shtar Raya, that it's Raya, it's the Raya Shebiksav, the Eidei Shebiksav. And therefore, Shtar Kinyan requires Eidim as well. And the nature of the Kinyan, the Chalos Kinyan, comes from that the Makna or the Magarish or the Makadish gives a Raya, Biksav, to the Isha or to the Koina. And therefore, by the Makna being Makfis, the Raya, that is what affects the Mechira or the Kedushin and so on. But for so therefore, every Shtar Kinyan is also, according to Meir, is also a Shtar Raya. And therefore, it has to be Eidei Chsima, because that's the Raya Shebiksav, the Eidei Shebiksav. And we understand why, according to Rebbe Meir, as Tosis says in several places, it has to be Mukach Mitocho in the Shtar, and it has to be Ksav She'eni Yochel Izdayev. So, because that's the Raya Shebiksav. But according to Rebbe Lozer, he holds by Shtar Kinyan, it's not Vayish Miksav, and therefore all you need is you have Eidei Mesira, and it's the Shtar Kinyan, therefore, is fundamentally different than the Shtar Raya, according to Belozer. That Shtar Kinyan is not that this Eidei or Vayish Miksav, and therefore you don't have Eidei signed on it. It's simply the Sfiris Dvarim given in front of Eidei, namely the Eidei Mesira, is what makes the Chalos Kinyan. And therefore, since it's not Vayish Miksav, or Eidei Shebiksav, it doesn't have to be Ksav She'eni Yochel Izdayev, and it doesn't require Mukach Mitocho. And therefore, since according to Rebbe Meir, the Shtar is the Eidei Shebiksav, therefore when the Torah says by Get the Chosov Law, it's referring to the Ksiva, the Ik Ksiva, which is namely the Edim, according to Rebbe Meir. And therefore, the Edim have to be, the Chsimus Edim has to be Lishmo. The rest, the Shtar, is only a Hechetimsa, so to speak, of what the Edis is saying. So that doesn't have to be written Lishmo. But according to Rebbe Lozer, the Ik Shtar is the Sviris Dvorim, which is given in front of Edim. And therefore, when Torah says V'chosov, it's referring to the Sviris Dvorim, and that has to be written Lishmo. So on Daf Chav Beis, this Machlokes Belozer Rebbe Yochanan and Maroyim, according to Belozer, who holds that Ksav Shiyochel Izdayev is kosher is only by Gittin. So is that only by Get or is it by Shah Shtoris also? And Rashi says that Shah Shtoris means Shtoris Hainu Shtoris the Kaimel Gevainu. In other words, even a Shtar Chov. So it would seem, according to the Rashi, that in the Machlokes Rebbe Lozer and Rebbe Yochanan, their Machlokes is what's the nature of Shtar Chov? Is Shtar Chov a Shtar Kinyan or is it Shtar Raya? Rebbe Lozer holds that Shtar Chov is a Shtar Raya. And since it's a Shtar Raya, he holds that it has to be Eidei Chsima Kasei. And therefore, it can't be Ksav Shiyochel Izdayev. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shtar Chov is a Shtar Kinyan. And therefore, Eidei Mesira Kasei would be effective as well. And therefore, it would be Machsha also Ksav Shiyochel Izdayev. So, whether Shtar Chov is a Shtar Kinyan, or or Ishtar Raya depends also on what the nature is. If it's Ishtar Kinyan, then the pshat is that the Shibudim are nikna through the Ishtar, so therefore it's Ishtar Kinyan. But if the Shibudim are not coming through the Ishtar, but the Shibudim are coming, that the Kesef is, with the Kesef being coined of the Shibudim, so then the Ishtar is only Levaya, and therefore it would have the status of Ishtar Raya. We will hopefully maybe return to this issue in terms of whether Ishtar Chov is Ishtar Kinyan or Ishtar Raya, which is Machlokes Rishonim.